2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your efforts stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
Hey, this is Scott McCain. Thank you very much for joining me today on Project Distinct. Today, we're going to be talking about what Metallica can teach you about business. Yeah, you heard that right. What Metallica can teach you about business is today's topic on Project Distinct. By the way, if you're listening to these podcasts in order as you're downloading or subscribing, my apologies. I have been under the weather out for a couple of days with bronchitis, and so we ran a couple of encore episodes, as we call them. So thank you for listening to those. Thank you for being with us on Project Distinct. My apology for missing a couple of days. And we're back in the saddle again. This busy week, too. I head off to San Diego on Tuesday to talk about some things with social media marketing. I'm a speaker at Social Media Marketing World. So if you happen to be in San Diego for Social Media Marketing World, I'd appreciate it if you'd say hello or get the chance, come to my session on Wednesday at 2 o'clock. We're talking here in the middle of March 2019. So Social Media Marketing World going on in San Diego. Okay, Project Distinct is always brought to you by our website, which is distinctionnation.com. Go to distinctionnation.com. You can download a 14-day audio program on how you create personal distinction. There's all kinds of free programs and free resources for you there at distinctionnation.com. And if you like my latest writing, it's Iconic, named by Forbes as one of the 10 best business books of the year. And go to iconicbusinessbook.com for all the information about my latest book, Iconic. So Metallica is going to teach you about business? What? Well, it's absolutely true. A friend of mine pointed me to this review from my hometown paper, the Indianapolis Star, talking about Metallica's performance there earlier this month of March. The last time the band played in Indianapolis was 2009. They were overdue for a return to Indianapolis, where there's a lot of metal fans and a lot of fans of the group Metallica, as there are everywhere. But Metallica did something that I think is absolutely incredibly unique. The concert is personalized to the state where they're playing. In other words, the concert is geared towards the place that they are performing. Now, it's just amazing to think how they work that out, because they are on the road. They are constantly touring. They are constantly, they just ended the North American tour recently, and they're in a different city just about every night. How do they do this? Well, as it says here in the Indianapolis Star, quote, "You'd be hard-pressed to name a tour that dotes more on the home crowd than Metallica did Monday in Indianapolis. The band sold T-shirts and incorporated the city's flag into a skull drawn in the style of Metallica's longtime collaborator, Brian Pusshead." What a great nickname, right? Pusshead. "Schroeder. The video cubes displayed the band's logo superimposed on the Indiana flag, as well as the ticket stubs and newspaper ads from Metallica's visits in the 1980s and 90s. The band even covered a John Mellencamp tune, I Need a Lover." John Mellencamp, of course, part of rock royalty in Indiana. So they not only did that, but they uncorked back-to-back renditions of a couple of songs originally recorded by Indianapolis punk rock heroes, the Zero Boys, who aren't well known really outside of the punk rock scene and the music scene in Indianapolis. So they learned two songs by a local band in Indianapolis. They learned the John Mellencamp song. They played that as a part of their show. And the video during the event used the flag, used tickets from old Metallica concerts. It's absolutely unbelievable how much they personalized the concert for the city. By the way, I just couldn't believe this. I looked up, the last show of the tour happened here recently, and it happened in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And they're at the Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and they did the same thing for Michigan. And there, instead of Mellencamp's music, they did, this takes you back a ways, Grand Funk Railroad, who is from Michigan originally, were an American band. So what they did was to pick the ones from that state. Now, here's what gets me. In so many businesses, I hear, well, we can't really personalize, or, you know, you're going to have to take it the way that we do it. Or I hear so many businesses talking about how they can't create the experience that their customer desires, because how do you personalize? Yet here's Metallica personalizing each one of their concerts. It's an incredible, incredible event, especially when you consider that they're also playing, you know, throughout the country. They're playing shows from one end of the country to another. Recently, they've been in Wichita, in Raleigh, North Carolina, in Tulsa, just on and on and on. Here's the challenge. Think of the concert fans that attended that Metallica concert, whether in Indianapolis or Grand Rapids or those other cities. They see the effort that their favorite band made to personalize the show for them. Why would they want to come then and receive a very static, a very paint-by-numbers type of experience from you? I said in an earlier podcast that all business is show business. And I also have mentioned before that what happens and what we've realized through our research here is that customers blend the total number of experiences that they have to create their evaluation of your performance. In other words, customers aren't evaluating you on an industry-specific basis. So it means that your competition isn't just those folks in your industry that are selling the same products or services as you. It's any place your customer can have an extraordinary experience. So it means your competition, in terms of the evaluation of your customers, is Metallica. Have you created such a dynamic experience that is so personalized for your customers that they will respect your efforts as much as they do those of Metallica? A final mention that go to distinctionnation.com. We'd love for you to sign up and download our free resources. Distinctionnation.com is your center point for my blog, other materials that you can get to help you stand out from the crowd, to help you move up in a hyper-competitive marketplace. DistinctionNation.com, where you need to go to find the resources you need absolutely free to create distinction. One last thought. Before Metallica left Indianapolis, they did one other thing. They went by Gleaners Food Bank for the Homeless, a highly respected charity throughout Indiana, and donated $10,000 on the way out of town. In other words, they proved that they were not only there to earn the money that they certainly earned by performing such an extraordinary concert, but also to give back to the community as well. It's another way that Metallica is showing us how we need to make our business like their show business. Well, that's all for today for me, Scott McCain. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, my apologies for missing the last couple of days, but it's good to be back in the saddle. I'll be talking to you again tomorrow with more ideas on what it takes to stand out from your competition, both organizationally and individually, right here on Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out distinctionnation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to scottmccain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.